Simin Shin Mem. Finish up Siv Zayin, which he didn't really. And Siv Gimel and Yudalid, which is the halachos of Korea, Vigaron, and Siv Zayin is finishing up too. The Machaber says in Siv Zayin, "Oysim shemahatkin abugadim savv zareisayim aydei achut shemoitchin oysoy umeshadik osel amotchoy elam kain yanakovim rechovim tzas mesukonim betfir beigul." If you have the string sewn through, woven through holes that were prepared before Shabbos, and they look like holes, they're round, they're big, and they're sewn around the outside, that it's clear that these are holes which are meant for something to be strung through, it doesn't look like a tefillah. In that case, there's no problem opening and closing it. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Rebbe himself, really says it. Even in the case where it's mutter, nevertheless, if you tie it in the way that it's not too tight and not too loose, it's not too loose that it's not going to fall off, it's not too tight that you won't be able to get it off without slipping it off, without opening it, by slipping it off without opening it. In that case, if sometimes a person ties it just in between where he can get it in, some people do that with their shoes. They tie the shoes just enough that it won't fall off, and not too much that they can slip their feet inside, then to leave such a thing on Shabbos, to make such a tie, to close, to be tefer such a tefirah on Shabbos, in other words, to close the string, to pull close the string, to be able to tighten your sleeve, if there is a chance that a person is going to leave it like that, that's usher to do on Shabbos, lest he come to leave it there, and then he's going to be over on tefirah. The question is, what's the story with buttons, snaps, and zippers? Two things, twofold. First of all, are you allowed to use them? And second of all, if you are allowed to use them, is there any limit to the time that you're allowed to snap it or button it? Now, the process is with regard to using them. That was the muscle that the Rishonim brought down for something which is mutter. It's like crossing v'lulois. Any case where it's clear that this is something which is meant to open and close, and it's clear that it's not really a sphere, it's not really a hiduk. It's only for the meantime, it's something which is holding two things together, but it's not meant to be miyachad them into one thing. Like crossing with the lois is like hooks and eyes. That it's clearly it's meant to, which is what they had by the ureas, which is the way that they connected the ureas to each other, was by crossing with the lois. They had a hook which went into an eye. It's clearly it's not a chibur that it's turning into one, it's just a connection to hold the two together that they shouldn't separate. That's something which is meant to hook and unhook, and therefore there's no problem. L'chura, the mushal of crossing the lois, is another way of saying buttons and snaps and zippers. These are things which are meant to be mechaber two things together. Instead of using hook and eyes, we came up with better ideas. We have buttons and we have other types of snaps and other things like that. L'chura, it's a davar pashit that there's no issur whatsoever to be mechaber a shirt, close a shirt, close whatever it is with buttons, with snaps, or with a zipper. These are things which are clearly moichiach. That there are things which are made to open and close, and easily to open and close. The question is, what happens when you want to close it for a long time? You want to close the child's shirt, and he doesn't know how to button and unbutton it. So you want to button it for once and for good, and he'll be able to slip it off and on over his head. Is there any problem to button it on Shabbos if you know that it's going to last like this forever? Or is there any problem to zipper something up, a sweater? Zip up the sweater. There's certain sweaters that you take over, and certain sweaters that you can zip. This sweater you got from the grandmother, you could zip it, but the kid of mine doesn't write it in that, so you're just going to zip it once. He's going to take it off over his head, take it off over his head, and put it back on. Is there any problem to zip it in for a long time? So, really the shaila is, if we boil down the shaila is it doing it to the case of the Uraim that brings down that even though he says that there's no Isser of Tvira in the case where you have big holes and you have your string winding through the big holes, because it's nicker that it's meant to open and close like hook and eyes. However, he says if there's a tzad, they're going to leave it like that, then there is a problem. So we see that even though something which is be'etzem mutter and it's not considered a Tvira, kol kama that you're going to leave it there, then there's a shash Tvira. Do we say the same thing with regard to buttons and snaps and zippers or not? Taina's Rav Vosner in Shemir Levi, Chilek Gimel, Simen Nun Aleph, he says that zippers, for example, somebody that wants to zipper in the lining of his coat for the winter, and therefore he's going to zip it in on Shabbos and leave it there for the next 6 months, He says such a thing would be aser. Since you're planning on leaving it there, that's derivative to the case of the Urayim, that you're leaving it inside, Nimlach, and therefore would be aser. Somebody wrote back to him, and he wrote back to him, and Chelik Ches, he writes back. Somebody can hear from America wrote a whole kuntras proving that there's no problem whatsoever. And he writes back and he answers up his tainas, and he says in the last paragraph, however, I didn't see anything in your entire countries which is machriya, like you're saying, that there's a problem, that it's mutter. And Mamil, he names on, even after the second shuvah, he names on that it's also to do such a thing, to zipper something together, that it's going to remain there for a long time. Now, lachur, in the first shuvah, it's clear that he was only being machmer by a zipper, not by buttons and not by snaps. By a zipper, which is very much to a tefira, where Imamish taking two things and the entire way, it also sort of, to a certain extent, looks like a tefira. You're connecting the two halakim together with teeth. It's almost like a weave. On such a thing like that, he says that would be asr. Kimdumani l'chura, even according to Rav Hosner, there's no tzad that buttons and snaps and these things which are not mamash achibra and there's spaces in between. Certainly, that's not the way to be mechaber. It's not daimul tefira b'chlal. Such a thing would be mutter, and be pasha, that would be mutter, even if you're planning on leaving there for a long time. Now, with regard to the etzem yisrael of Rav Hosner, l'chur, the poiskim, and the minhag ha'olam, and the poiskim, the rest of the poiskim, do not go like that. And the mechaber is ma'aneinu, also, in the sefer, they all ne'mon kipshutai, that even when you're zipping, to leave it there for a long time, it would not be a problem. The Rosh Shabbos does bring down the other sheeter, but the Shemir Shabbos Kalsikum Domani and the Mr. Chazibun Mkorn also just brings it down Kapshutik Kalachiyah, that's Pasha, even if you're planning on leaving it for a long time, it's not a problem. L'chura, it's a little bit hard to understand what would be the difference between a zipper and a door. L'chura, there's no one that says that if you're planning on closing a door and leaving the door closed for the next 50 years, that there's a problem. Why? The door itself is Chazusa Mechia Chalav, that it's not a binyan. It's not something which is made to open and close, it's something which is not meant to be part of the building. Even if you plan on closing the door and leaving there for the next 50 years, it's still not considered a ma'isa binyan. This is not something which you're binyan with. This is something which you open and close, even though you're not going to do that. Abel say, why is it different with a zipper? Why do we say that a zipper? Zipper is be'etzem something which is made to open and close. It's chazusa mechiya chalav, and therefore, it should be mutter. Why did the Urayim taka atzer it? Why is it different than the case of the Urayim? Well, the case of the Urayim is dafka a case where it's mamash a tefira. The only time that Urayim would be machmer is something where it's very similar to a tefira. It would tighten in and it closes it. It's exactly like a ma'isa tefira. You have a string which is going through. As a matter of fact, he says that if you don't have the big holes, you have the small holes, and you do the exact same thing, it's going to be asur because it's not nikkur. So be'etzem, it is a ma'isa tefira. It's the exact same ma'isa that he asurs if it's not clear. Mamela, in such a case, he says, if it's taka ma'isa tefira and you're planning on leaving it there, that's something which we're going to asur. Something which is not 100% ma'isa tefira, a zipper, it's not a ma'isa tefira, it's not a lachur, something like that, wouldn't be a problem even if you're planning on zipping up and leaving it for a long time, and that's kimdomani the minhag ha'olam. Most people, I think, if you tell them, how do you define whether or not it's a minhag ha'olam or not? It's hard to know. What's a minhag? A lot of times there is a minhag. This is only something that I thought of this week. I can't be kriveh and masmer. But if you tell it to somebody, you tell it to a lot of people, and everybody says, what? Like it's something that they looked at as a chiddush that they never heard of before, and then kinira is something that people never heard of. I told it to somebody this week of a zipper. What? Couldn't like you didn't in
never heard of such a thing.
The something like that can do money, and that's the most of the place we do go, the ma'isa l'kulo, that zipping anything which is like this, a zipper, a button, a snap, these things, even if you're planning on leaving them for a long time, it's not a problem to do it on Shabbos. Now Avad, just the lashon of the Urayim that he says, what does it mean? Who's Nimlach? People are Nimlach. This guy's Nimlach. Who's Nimlach? The Chor of the Pashtus is that it has to be that this person is Nimlach. If this is the type of beggar that the person he has, all the shirts in those days they have these drawstrings. If you're the type of guy that sometimes he ties it and he leaves it like that, then you wouldn't be able to do it on Shabbos. Would be awesome. The fact that somebody else does it, if you're not the type of guy that does it, then where's the tzad b'chal to be going there? It's pasha that he means, if you're the type of person that would do it, then we'd have an issue. This story that we're saying, l'chura, has a lot of ramifications, la'alocha, with regard to different types of things which are meant to open and close, which be'ezer Hashem, we'll see, b'hem shechachabah. Sif Yud Gimel. Halachas of Kriya. Ein shayvin acheres vein kirin an yorm v'nei shuhuk v'sakin klin. The lashon of the Rambam, which is really lashon of a Mishnah, kamat the lashon of a Mishnah. Ein shayvin acheres vein kirin an yorm. It actually says vein chaytchen an yorm. And the Mishnah doesn't say what the reason is. In the Gemara it says the reason why it's also is because v'nei shuhuk v'sakin money. It's taken money. The pashtus is that it is issur d'oraisa taken money. The lashon of the Rambam is mipnei shehu kimisakin money. He says no, it's not issur d'oraisa. It's only kimisakin money. And that memela the achrenim are matmiya. If you're telling me it's really it's me only on the Rambam, and the Gemara can say that the sake is issur d'oraisa misakin money. So why did the Gemara say that there's also a problem with korea? Because we said one thing, which is works both for shever cheres and also for korea senayar. However, according to the Rambam and the Mechaber, the Paskins, that there's no Issur D'oraisa here. It's only Issur D'rabbanan. And Rebbele, affect the Achrenim, Nishma Sodom, Mishin Buru, Nechaz Chinuch. Everybody asked that Lechera, we should have said the bigger Chiddush. We should have said that you're over on an Issur D'oraisa of Kriya and not just on a Issur D'rabbanan of Misak and Manim. Says the Bir Halacha, it brings down Echad Min Achrenim, that the one to be Mechadish, that Alpidus Rambam, Alpidus Gemara, really, this is Tzod. That the only time that we have Issur Kriya is that in a case where you are mechaber a bunch of things together and you rip apart the different things. Some, you have something which is woven together. So you have many gufim which were nischaber yachan and you pull apart those gufim, those materials, those whatever it is that was put together. However, if you have a single entity, you have a single piece of leather or a single piece of paper, cloth, kudemin, these things which are one bat Muslim and you didn't have to weave them or sew them together, then ripping them would not be a problem of Korea. Korea is only separate and it has to be damaged to the Urias in the Mishkan. The Urias in the Mishkan were woven. To rip the Urias is the Isser. If you have something which is not damaged to the Urias in the Mishkan, that's not the Melechas Korea. That's not the Melechas Korea, and therefore it's not a problem of Korea. And that's why the Mechaber did not say that there's an issue the right of Korea, because the Sakano Isser, since it's only a goof echad. Now, is he referring only to or niyar? Was he only referring to their type of paper, which was lechera cloth, which was really one entity, or is he referring to our paper also? Our paper somehow, I'm not exactly sure how, but somehow it's made out of trees that are ground up, and somehow it's made into paper. But lechera is gufim that are, it's a lot of gufim which are put together. Certainly if it's recycled, it's also, it's ripped up and it's shredded and it's put back into a... That's also Belachar. Once it's put back together, then it's clearly one entity. It's not a bunch of different things that you're separating apart. It's not like the Urias, that even after you're woven together, you still have the different chutim, the still strands and the strings and the threads. Here it's, you shaft it into one mass, and therefore ripping it, Belachar would not be a problem according to the, even in our paper, would not be a problem according to the Graz. Lalach Lamaitza, do we go with this? Both Mishnah Berurah and the Mishnah Sadam Taina that the Yerushalmi is the Wahedia, not like the Graz. Now, and actually there's two Lashonis in the Yerushalmi there. But according to one Lashon, Kenzan and Achrelak on each other. According to one Lashon, it's Lahedia, that it's Shayach Kriya by Uriz. And Mimela, they say, La'alacha, you do not go with it. It's interesting though, some of the Paiskim do still armit staref this Graz, La'alacha, as a sniff L'kulam. Shem Zalman, in one of his, in opening up bags on Shabbos. One of the sudden that he has to matzah is also being mitzaref. This is Shulchan Aruch Rav that you don't have by a bag. It's a single piece of plastic. There's no kareah according to that, according to the Shita. Lalach Lamaisa, certainly the Mishnah Berurah does not go with that. The Mishnah Berurah himself is Mechadash Rabbi Yisoid, and he wants to taina that the only time that there's an Issur D'oraisa of kareah is dafka when you rip. Anytime that you rip, you always have two things that you're ripping. You're ripping two things apart. You're going to end up at the end of the day with two things. Says the Bir Halacha, Ken Zayin, that the only time that you have the Issur D'oraisa of Kareya is dafka in a case where you're masakin both of the tzadim. Dafka where you rip apart both of them. And there's a ticket in both chalakim, like they had in the Mishkan, that they had a hole in the middle. And they had to rip it apart to be able to separate, to be able to fold over the both sides of the Uriah, to be able to re-sew it so you shouldn't see the hole. There it's considered as if it's a ticket in both sides of the kriya. That's where we have Issur D'oraisa. If it's only a ticket in one side, then there's no D'oraisa, then there's no Issur D'oraisa. Mela, for example, if you have a piece of a paper, and sometimes when they print the Svarim, there's a little piece which is folded over, and when you unfold it, it sticks out of the Sefer. If you want to rip that off, There, in such a case, lechur according to the birlach, would not be in the raisa. Maybe it's a problem with taking money. Lechur also is not, because you can read all the pages. Als kareya, according to this cheshbon, lechur, you have no use for the chelik which you're ripping off. The tikkun is only in the chelik which is attached to the sefer, in the page which is inside of the sefer. Lechur according to the mishabura, there would not be issa the raisa in such a case, according to this birlach. Lalach lemaisa, lemaisa, it's a big chiddush. There's Kim Duman, Louis de Mitzafin Amini, he says. He's Machadish something, it's not in any of the Rishayim, it's not in the Gemaras. He brings a smach, maybe from Yerushalmi. But Lamaisa, he's Madcha a number of things according to this Yisoid. He's Madcha, first of all, how do you understand Kareva Chamasa? Kareva Chamasa, there's no ticket in the entire bag. There's a ticket in the bench, that's considered as a ticket in the bag. The Mashmois, the Pashtus Mashmois of the Rambam, which is really the next, very next halacha in Mechaber. And as long as you're not niskaven lekalko bovad, there's a problem of korea. Mashma that as long as you have any tikkun, even if it's tikkun in one chelik, then it's to the rights of korea. He's matche v'zorachim b'cholzeh. Lamaisa he doesn't come out la'alach lamaisa. He's not machriya, and it's not clear in the Mishnah Berurah how he comes out la'alach lamaisa. There's no case specifically that he talks about where you have a tikkun in one chelik and you don't have a tikkun in another chelik. Which is, the question is, what's by the envelope we'll have to get to. But the pashtus is that he's being chayshish. He sends you to the Bir Halacha. It's mashma that he is being mitzadid like this la'alacha. And the only time that there's Issa d'Oraisa would be dafka if you're mitzakin both halakha. Nevertheless, there's always going to be Issa d'Rabbanan. The key himself says, certainly there's going to be Issa d'Rabbanan. And often you could also have a case of tikkun mane, which is going to be it's a deraisa of makom patash, depending on what type of tikkun it is, as we'll see the different cases. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down im kareya niyar le kroyim kedei lekanechas atzmi behen oy lesharis etashmish chayim mishum kareya shukareya manas lesakin. So here he's talking about lechur that you're ripping up the entire piece of paper. So a mailer, there's a tikkun in any piece of the paper that you're ripping up. There's a tikkun in both halakhim. Because you're cutting the piece of paper into eight sides. You're going to cut it down the middle and rip it three times. So you're going to have eight pieces that you could use. In such a case, he says, Isser the Reis of Korean, it's awesome. Hence, we have an issue. What happens if somebody ends up in a restroom and there's no tissues? And all he has is toilet paper. What should he do? So if he opened up the door and he saw that that's the case before he walked inside, the best thing to do is if there's a goy, to ask the goy, be meramis to the goy, to tell him, listen here, I can't use the toilet paper because it's attached. Probably the guy will have no idea what you're talking about. Because, why I can't use the toilet paper because it's attached? I know, that's what they attach, just rip it off, it's not a problem. So there are places that you can tell him straight out. If he doesn't chop, you can tell him straight out. It's better to tell him to do it with a shinui, and if he goes to do it himself without a shinui, then beseder. But Mokum Tzerech Gol, it's Amir La'akum, but Mokum Kavod Abriyas, then Lechur is Mokum to Deravon, and Mokum Kavod Abriyas is Mokum to be Mekel. For sure, if you could do it with a Shinui, that's the best. It's Shvus to Shvus, but Mokum Tzerech Gol, to be Mutter. If that's not a possibility, which often is not a possibility, just because there's no Goy, or because you're already inside the facilities, and it's too late, you can't ask a Goy. What do you do in such a case? So the place can give two options of what you can do. The first option is to use the toilet paper while it's attached, and when you're finished, leave it in the toilet, flush the toilet, and the water will cause the toilet paper to detach from itself. The part which was used, which is sitting inside the toilet, will be flushed down with the water, and the rest will be able to. It should be clean, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem. If such a possibility is not a possibility, that will be offensive to anybody who is using the bathroom after it. Then they say there's another option. That the yid himself can go ahead and cut the toilet paper. However, the way that he should cut the toilet paper is he has to be careful from two things. He has to be careful both from mechatech and from kareya. So alt kareya, he should be careful not to cut it. He should cut it with a shinui. Use the back of your hands, use your elbows to be able to cut it. Lechatchila, one should not cut it on the perforations because that's a shal of mechatech. Maybe according to Shlomo Zalman be mutter because there's no specific inning to cut it right there. You should rather cut it though by a size which is not a gishmaka size, either a little bit small or a little bit big. Because if you're cutting it at a specific size, you like to use exactly 2.5 bars of boxes of toilet paper, then lechur you have a problem with mechatech even if you're cutting it not on the perforations. You want a specific size. So don't be makban on the side. Just cut it to whatever you cut it to. There shouldn't be a problem. Mechatech, you're not makban specifically. Most people are not makban exactly what the size is, and therefore, generally, just cutting wherever it is shouldn't be a problem. Mechatech. However, you have to do the kriya with kilachar yad. Once you're doing kilachar yad, so then it's l'chol pachas derabanan. It could be that there's two derabanans here, depending on whether or not the Mishnah Berurah goes as you say that he said the bir halacha. If it's considered only a tikkun, yesh ladrim, that it's only considered a tikkun in the piece of paper that you ripped off. It's not specifically a tikkun in the rest of the roll. The rest of the roll wasn't mesukin like this. You had the yichelis to cut off a piece, no matter where it was, whatever size you wanted to beforehand. The fact that you cut one piece of the toilet paper, you haven't made the rest of the roll better, l'chera. Therefore, kenzain, there's another derabanan. There are those that say that it is considered a tikkun to the roll because the next piece of paper, kinira, is already cut on one side, even though it is already cut from beforehand. But l'chol pachas, you have one derabanan, b'makom kavod habrius, it's mutter to be samech on this. If you have a choice of one of the first one or the second one, l'chera, the first one is better. Kenzain, that there's no iser afilu midarabanan in such a case. First of all, because you're using the toilet paper, as mukta. So yesh lodin, whether or not a roll of toilet paper is considered mukta, is a mukta machas gufoi, because generally it's not used while it's on the roll, or no, it's only mukta, it's like a klish machal iser, it's something which is used in an oifin which is iser, and therefore that's in a klish machal iser, the tarach gufoi would be mutter. Either way, kenzain, even without it, kol kama that it's mukta, we find with regard to mukta, with regard to being mekaneach with rocks in simin shinyud alis, shinyud beis, they matter, Chazal mattered, Mishum kovet abriyat atil yutatul avan mekaneach. Chazal mattered mukta, total mukta to be mekaneach. So therefore, even if it would be mukta and would be tzarech gufoi, it would be like rocks, which Chazal mattered to be in a time of need, should he need it. So l'chor, the first case would be a better option. If he doesn't have the possibility of the first case, best case is that's the guy. After that, to use walls attached. After that, to cut a peshinui, not in a mokum, which is your makbar on the mina. Why to ask the guy? No. Why is the first way mutter? No. What's the question? The grandma of shinui of when it's flushed. You're not doing the mice of ripping her. That's only grandma. Ripping with your left hand, is that considered a shinui? That really gets into the shadow that we saw before. Whether or not using a left hand is considered a shinui. It seems from the Stimas Mishnah Berurah that the only time the Mishnah Berurah wanted to go to say that there's a fact that there is a right, he said at the end of Sifkaten Chav Beis in Simin Shin Mem, Kosav Achayadim the Kolam Alachas Kutz Mikreisiv Chay Bimi Mina Bimi Smoili. He realized him to Sefta. So the way that the Mishnah Berurah is going on the Chayra, it would seem that any Malacha would be a problem Bismoili, just like Bimi Mina. Better to use something which is certainly considered a shinu. The back of your elbow is a kodesh. That's with using toilet paper on Shabbos. What's the story with opening letters? Opening letters on Shabbos. So there's a bir halach over here. He brings down a pri chadash who says ish lachshish mishum yisud araisa. Now the truth is that there's really two different types of letters that the bir halach describes. The first type of letter is the more problematic. Is the type of letter that we have nowadays, like for water bills and gas bills, ukedemin, aerograms. These are things which are folded over. It's one piece of paper which is folded over and sealed at the sides. In such a case, opening it is more problematic because even though you're doing a Maisa Kriya, which is a kilkul, nevertheless it's a kriya which is misakin. It's a kriya which is misakin in the mokum that you're being makakal, l'chor it's a kriya misakenis. You're ripping the paper, and that in itself is a tikkun to the paper that you'll be able to read it. Is that considered a tikkun in the paper itself? Yesh lahayin, you weren't really misakin the paper. You're misakin and you're able to read it, but you didn't do anything better in the paper. That's the chura, the shaila that the Mishnah Berurah is handling between the Chacham Tzvi, Mishnah Sodom, and he himself. He tainis that is considered the tikkun. Ain the chatikin called the mizah. That's the tikkun that you want. The tikkun of being able to read it. That's the tikkun of a letter. The Meili says that's not considered melacha shein tzrich legufa. That's a melacha tzrich legufa. You're doing it's a kriya misakenes, and there that you are misaken with, and therefore one should refrain from doing that on Shabbos. Now, even the Chacham Tzvi Lemaisa was Mekel, he told us that it's not a problem. It's not clear. The Chacham Tzvi is a very, very short tshuva. It's actually the end of a different tshuva, and he just read the duch that it's mutter. It doesn't really say why it's mutter. He does say, though, that when the Pri Chadash was here, I was Moichichim Alpano, Veshosakli. And he was quiet. He didn't answer me back. Kinira, he took that as a shtika koido, that he was masking to the Chacham Tzvi that it's mutter. I did see somebody wanted to tie me. That's the reason why it's mutter. The Tila Dov, it seems to them on that the reason why the Chacham Tzvi muttered it is because he went like the grass. That by the yarn, there's no problem of ripping. There's no problem of ripping a piece of paper like the grass. Since it's a single entity, there's no problem. That's certainly, if you just read Alpanov, the Machaber, and Sif Yud Gimel, that's what it sounds like. In Shevin Acher, it's in Karen and Yerb, there's no problem of Kriya, says the grass, because it's a single entity. But Meila, the Chacham Tzvi understood, Dover Pashut, that ripping open an envelope is not a problem. Obviously, we're not talking about ripping Lechera, not separating the where it's sealed, because that's not, if that would be what he's muttering, I'll pay the grass. It's not separating the two parts which are stuck together, because that would be, you'd have to rip it open in a different way, that there would be no problem of separating two goofy one from the next. The Mishnah himself, Lamaisa, is Machmer, and he says, not only that, even when you have the other type of letter, and that is when you have a letter which is stuck inside of an envelope, there should be more of a Makom to be Makel. Why? Because when you're ripping the envelope, L'chor, you're doing a Kri in the envelope, and that's a total kilkul. The tikkun that you have is a Davaracha L'gamri. It's not an envelope whatsoever. It's that you're able to read the letter. In such a case, it says L'chor, it should be mutter. At worst, it's a M'lach Shein Tzrich L'gufa, and it's a kilkul of M'lach Shein Tzrich L'gufa. It's not, and for sure, Ayidei Goy, it should be mutter, Bakum Tzrich. Nevertheless, he wants to tie into that, according to Rashi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that M'lach Shein Tzrich L'gufa is awesome. And according to Rashi, the Chlamet Aleph and Beis, that says that Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is not just in a case where you're Chayfer Guma Vein Tzarech Al Afara, that the tikkun which you don't need is right here in the Maaseh that you're doing. It's even in a Davar Acher. That's also considered a Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa if you have a tikkun in a Davar Acher. But Mela, it could be that according to that there's going to be Isra D'Raisa. Mela, the best oifen to do it is to ask a guy, Mavakum Atzarech Gadol, to ask a guy. Now, L'chur, this Mishnah Berurah, Bir Halacha, is quite a chiddush. Besides for the fact that there's the Chacham Tzvi and the Mishnah Berurah want to matter, even in the case of an envelope, we're in a letter which is by itself. But besides for that, L'chur is being chayshish for Shitas Rabbi Yehuda by Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, which Halacha L'Maisa, we do not seem to pass in that way. The next Bir Halacha, the long Bir Halacha, on Amud Beis, he says, brings on Nishma Sadam, was Madaik from Simon Shin Tez Zayin and Simon Shin Lama Dalet, that the Pashas and the Mechaber is not like the Rambam. The Rambam is the one that is the Shita Yechidon and the Rishonim that holds that we pass him like a Behuda, that Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayif. Comes along the Mechaber and he says, no, we pass him like, it seems that the Mechaber passes like the Rav Rishonim, that we pass him like a Rishonim, Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Potter. Mamela, what epis that Rashi, that the Bir Halacha is all of a sudden being Choshish for Shita Behuda by Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa? That's the first shayla. The second shayla is, in Rabbi Yehuda, he's chayshish for shita yichidah in the Rishonim. He's chayshish for shita Rashi that holds, one shita that holds, that it's also considered malach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa when the tikkun is in the davar acher and the tikkun is not in the davar itself. It's not like chayshish for gufa mein tzarech al afar. This is the kilkul is in one thing in the envelope, and the tikkun is in the letter. So he's being chayshish for two shita yichidah, is the chayra, that we do not paskin like. Vas epis that he was chayshish all of a sudden. I didn't see anybody that talks about it. I do not have an answer. However, there are Paiskei Zmaneinu that were chaylik on the Mishnah Berurah for a different reason. The Chazon Ish, in Siman Samach Aleph of Sifkatan Beis, he says that if you destroy the envelope, l'chora, that's like Kerei Yawara Pei HaChavetz. That's like you're ripping the top to be able to get to the Maisa that we look at is not a Maisa of Kriya. The Maisa that we look at is a Maisa of accessing that which is inside. And maybe that's just the way that you get to it. We don't, we're not misdiagnosed in the same reason way that a person is Kareya or a Phil Chavis. There's no problem of Kriya. Mamela, so too, there's no Isser of ripping open an envelope to get to the letter which is inside. Some Zalman, also, Mitzad Sheni, he wants to matter it for a different reason. That's doing with the Chayslaish Lechera. The same way that we say that by Chayslaish Shel Tamarim, that when you have tamarim that are wrapped up inside of a chaisel, you're allowed to rip it to be able to get to the tamarim. So it's over here. If you have an envelope, you have a letter which is wrapped up in an envelope, you're able to rip the envelope to be able to get to the letter. We don't. Why is there a dimmi food? The question is, why should there not be a dimmi? If you understand the chaisel, the truth is that he himself is a misyak to that once. In one place he seems to say that it should be mutter, in a different place he says that ken zayin by an envelope, it's not such a tzarech, and therefore it's not mutter. Simcha Bunim Kohen in one of his Aris is Ma'ur that Lechera, the Shemir Shabbos Bechasa, brings down two Sfaris from Rishon Zalman that seem to be Zayis Rishon. Because one time he said that it's not a tzarich, not a tzarich gadol. And one time he said that lechayr should be mutter. The etzem the story that he's trying to say is that the svara of choisleis is that we look at it as a wrapper. We look at it the same way that when we have a nut or we have a fruit which has a peel on it, we don't look at the peel as a davar bifnei atzmai. We look at it as tuffle to the fruit, and therefore it's just a wrapper. And assuming there's no iser of tfiro, there's no iser of kareya on ripping an orange peel, so too there's no iser of kareya when you're ripping a peel which human being put on. Like the Lashon of Ramesha says, mali klipa bidei adam, mali klipa bidei shamayim. The same way that there's no iser to rip an orange peel, there's no iser to rip a plastic peel. There's no iser to rip something which is a bamba bag, which is surrounding fruit, or a plastic bag which is surrounding a pair of socks, a shirt, or whatever it is, or a piece of paper which is surrounding a letter. L'chur is something which is, it's just looked at as a peel, it's something which is used as a shamer, it's a tuffle to the thing itself. It's not a davar chashav bifnei atzmai. But meila, for the same reason that one would be mutter, the other one would be mutter. The halacha l'maaseh, so the Shmirah Shabbos also brings down that the Shulchan Shabbos, in Shulchan Shabbos it says that even though Rosh Hashanah was the tzaddik, Lekula, when he gets the envelope, Lahalach Lamaisa, he said that he was didn't mean to be Mekal. And Kimdomani, that is the Minhag HaOlam, not to open envelopes, not to rip open envelopes on Shabbos. However, Bemokom HaTzarich Gadol, a person's mamish, Bizmanenu, it's hard to have a case that it's mamish Tzarich Gadol to open an envelope. Generally, because if anything is really important, then it was either an email, or it was a fax, or whatever it was. I mean, generally, you're not having envelopes, something's not sold sent with envelopes. The Mela, generally, you do not have. The other way to do it is, like the Mishnah Berurah says, the way that's simple is, you got something and you think it might be important, you don't know, whatever it is. Ask your guy to do it is the way, how did you seal it? That was a question for you. How did you seal it? This was sealed from before Shabbos. Mars. that's sometimes what envelopes are used for. But... What do you mean? There's two different types of letters. There's a letter where the letter itself is folded over like an envelope, and then you have to rip that. There, the ticket is in it itself. It's more chomer. Nevertheless, he matters it also ayday a goy. He says that then mikomakum near the letzer gadol yesh laakal apostay ayday goy befrat megeres manach b'sech neyar. For sure, he says the best way to do it is to be meramis. And if you can't be meramis, then you're allowed to lechur the mashmois of the bir halacha is that you're allowed to tell him straight out to open it. By that it came out of the tchum. If you come out of the tchum, you have other issues also. We're talking about the actual halacha of opening a envelope. That's with sifir gimel. Sifir dalet hamadabek neyaris neyaris bekelin shal sefer mechayitzibay. Somebody that puts together neyaris or paper or hides with koilin shel seferim. Koilin shel seferim is a type of the glue which is used by seferim. Hariza told the sefer. V'chayim v'farag neyaris tevukim or yaris tevukim v'leniskav v'lakalka bavad. Hariza told his kareya v'chayim. The first question that must be asked is, this is the Lashon of the Rambam, where did the Rambam get this from? Where is the makor that there's such a type of tefira b'chlal, such a type of kareya? The pashtus is that the only type of tefira that you have is tefira. Who was machadish that putting things together with glue is also a ma'aseh tefira? Pashtus, the only way is by using a thread, needle and thread. So if you look at the Magen Mishnah, he just quotes Salah. And if you look at the Kesem Mishnah, he also does. And if you look at the Lechem Mishnah, him too. No one, none of the Noisy Kalim bring down a makor for this halacha. Not the Goyin, not the Kivayger, nobody. If you look in the back, and the Franco Rambams, they bring down one makor, Makavas HaMishnah. If you look at the Merkavas HaMishnah inside, Merkavas HaMishnah goes with his grace of Yisayid. He's Mitzayin to the Yisayid that he said beforehand, Bidat the Rambam, that any time that the Rambam did not find a toldo, if it was obvious, it has to be told. Any time that he found a toldo in Chazal, he wrote the toldo in Chazal. Any time that he didn't find a toldo in Chazal, Himtzi Rabbeinu Me'atmai toldo, and he said that you're Chayef. Now where did he get from that this is such a toldo? He says, because we find Benigayet the Tefillin, they have to be tougher. The parashas have to be tougher one to the next. If they were separate, you have to be tough for them. Now, halacha is that you could use the Yerushalmi, says you could use glue also. So we see that glue is considered a tefira. Ulai, that's the lashon of kirlin shel seferim. Why did he say kirlin shel seferim? Just say devek. Because we see even again to the hilchas tam that you're able to be mechaber two pieces of cloth together, i.e. devek, and that's considered like a tefira. But Meila b'nei Shabbos also says the Rambam, you're also going to be chayiv al tefiro by putting two things together. Now, at Ula, you can be medayik also that it's not just putting two things together, it's a little bit of Elmer's glue. It has to be a type of glue which mamash shafts the two things into one. Uris, devukim, medavik, nirus, uris, bekanash, al sefer. You're mamash turning into one thing. It's like the piece of, like sandwich wood, which they take the pieces of wood and they stick it together with glue, and it turns, it's mamash serious glue, which turns into one thing. Yesh lain, if the little two shekel glue, the stick glue that they get, if that's the same type of chibur that he was talking about, that's considered mamash chibur. It has to be lechera. In other words, if this, the yisurim of the Markavos mission is right, it has to be the type of chibur ayde the devik, which is a chibur which is going to stand in place of a tvira halachically. If it's not, then you have no makor lechera that such a thing is going to be usher lechol pachs midaraisa, maybe the rabbanidika level, but it's already a told to start out with yesh lain. The lashon of the Markavos mission is. He's mechaber two things together, the same way that by tefira you mechaber two things together aydei a string, so too when you mechaber two pieces of paper together aydei a third party aydei glue, that's daimet a tefira. You're taking two things, connecting them with a third thing. Kosher is not that way. Kosher, you don't use the third party, you don't use the third entity to be able to connect the two things together. You tie the two ropes together, or you tie even one rope to itself. That's the Markavos mission, is geder for Tvira and Kareya. Tvira is connecting two things with a third thing. However, Lamaisa Ramosha and Aruch HaShulchan and Shin Yud Zayin Yud Ches, they go that there's a different, they give a different geder. The geder of Tvira is when you mechaber two things to turn them into one. You fused them into one entity, you took two things together, and you connected them, turning it into one thing. It's not just a connection. Be'etzem, according to the Markavos Mishnah, when you use a button, you're also connecting two things with a third thing. Be'etzem, it should be aser. You have to come up to a different type of heter. According to Ramesha, that's not considered a chibur b'chlal. Any time that we see something, we don't see it as being fused into one thing, then it's not a problem. It has to be one thing so much, says Ramesha, that if you want to separate it, you mamash are being mekakalet. When you rip apart two pieces of glue of paper which are glued together, you mamash being mekakalet. It's a kilkel, and therefore it's a problem. Tefira is a similar thing. When you tefer two things together, if you want to rip it apart, if you want to separate it, then you're best doing a kilkel. You're ripping apart two different things. Even if you pull out the threads, as Ramesha, the might say, even though it could get back, you'll only be left a few holes at the end of the day. It's not such a kilkel. But he says that's looked at as a maisa kriya. B'loshem Re'adam, he says, that's considered also a maisa kriya, even if you're not mamash being mekalkalim. But you have, for all intents and purposes, you did a maisa kriya. L'chura, depending on how you understand the gather of tefira, is also going to be come out nafka minas la'alacha. What's considered a tefira? What's considered a tefira l'zman? What's considered is it considered a tefira? Is it considered a kriya? As we'll see b'hemshech. The shaila is, how does the Bir Halacha, how does the Mishnah Berurah paskin with this neither? How does the Mishnah Berurah define melechas tefira? So the Mishnah Berurah says, somebody that's medabek neyoris because shel sefer neveza told us tefer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ki tefer in yoni hu d'lekech shnei dvarim achodim u'machaber isom le'echad. You're taking two things and you put it together. V'chein hu ayedei dibuk. So too when you use glue. The mashmois is a little bit when you be mechaber two things together al yedei dibuk. It sort of sounds like Ramesha, that you're be mechaber the two things together al yedei devek to turn into one. Be mechaber them the lekesh nidvar machodim umechaber isam leechad. The nekuda is that you're creating one entity out of two entities, and it's not clear. It's not 100%, but that's lechur. The mashmois is al derech. The Aruch HaShulchan, the Ramosha, that to take two different things together and fuse it into one, then he doesn't say dafka idea third thing. He doesn't mention idea third thing like the lashon of the Markavos Mishnah. If that was the Nekuda, he should have said it. Rather, he says you're taking two things and you're turning it into one. Now, the etzim yisoid that the Bir Halacha says over here, that taking eight, if you take two pieces of eight and you mechaber them together with glue, then you're chayav al tefer, the achrinim take issue with. The Minchas Chinuch says davar poshet, that l'chur, the only time that you have a kareya and tefer is dafka by dvarim rakim, something which is demet yirias, something which is not demet yirias, and l'chur is not kareya and tefer. Mishnah Berurah ends on no, even by eitzim you have, and he has a raya from the case of the Gemara by man David chalto, Kaver Shal Kanim, something which is made out of reeds, which is really wood, that it's Shayach Tefer, your Chayiv Al Tefer. Now, there are those who want to tie it. No, over there it's talking about reeds. Reeds are something which are pliable. It's a pliable material. It's not like a piece of wood. And therefore, you have no right from there with regard to other things. Moreover, the place is Manenu Ar Matmiya, that Lechera, according to Mishnah Berurah, is going to come out that somebody that builds a house and he uses cinder blocks and he puts cement in between the cinder blocks, that he's over, in addition to Boina, he's also over Al Tefer. Because he took two cinder blocks and he put them together with plaster. The same way that taking two beams of wood, 2x4s, and sticking them together with a piece of with glue is the problem of Tefer, that Lechera, why should bricks be any different? Chotshoniya, Lechera taking a rock, according to him, taking a rock and smashing it and turning it into two pieces, also is Korea. Because you separated a solid into two different things. If you go like the ground, it's a single entity. But if you don't go like the ground, then the chur, you're taking a solid and you're cracking it into two things. That's a, it's a korea. Mamein lezer matmiya, and those that are naked lahokel, like the Minchas Chinuch, that the only time that you have is dafka when you're using rach, dvarim rachim. Dvarim koshim, you will not have a iser tefer. Not only that, if you want to use rach al gabei koshim, also kenzain is not a iser tefer. To take a piece of paper, a tape, and stick a piece of paper onto a wall, Lechera also would not be the Malachas Tefer, according to this Svara, and would be Mutter. It would be Lechera, it wouldn't be the Malachas Tefer that you should, that Chazal, that Asur, Kenzain would be Mutter Lechatchila. If it's not considered a Tefer, what? Even soft hard, Lechera should be Mutter. The Archa Shabbos brings it down. At the end of the day, he says Lamaisa not to be Megal. You can't be Megal by such a thing. And Lahalacha Lachera, the Mishnah Berurah himself seems to say not that way. Even though we have a Minchas Chinuch and we have the Achrayin Dara Matmiya, the pashtus of the Mishnah Berurah is that it is Shayach Tefer even by these things, even by Kosha the Kosha. For sure, when you're talking about Rach of Kosha, you're also going to have a problem of Tefer. That would mean that sticking something onto a wall, taking a piece of tape and hanging up a sign on the wall, Lechera, according to Mishnah Berurah, would be the Malachas Tefer. Rach l'rach certainly is a problem, but even Rach l'kosher, according to Mishnah Berurah.
It makes it one?
You want it to attach. You want it to stay attached. The question is it lizman? Maybe that's considered lizman, therefore you're not interested in it. You don't want it to become part of the wall. If it becomes part of the wall, it'll be a problem. That we'll get to shortly, Be'ezor Hashem. What's the shear out being medabik two papers together? What's the shear to be mechayev for? We know with tviro that it's shtei tviros. If it's zibuk, what's the shear? The Minchas Chinuch has the question. He says the chora, we don't find anywhere what the shear is. The Mishnah Berurah says kimdumani that the shear is mistaver the shear gam ki kmoi tefer. Then shear based tviros lachiyuv. Your chayev also based tviros. The question is, what does that mean? What's the shear based tviros? And using glue, where do we have based tviros? Tviros is a bechlal. What's the size of the tefers that we're talking about? If you're actually being tefer, then whatever the size of the tefers are, you're chayv for two tefers. However, if you're using glue and you're not using tefers, so what's the size of your chayv? There's also micro sewing. You have micro stitching. So it's minuscule. You could have anything. You could have two. And if a person does that micro stitching, he's going to be chayv for two tefers. Then where's the shear when it comes to writing? So all I can say in a chalami that it's a shear of oisiyus beininus. It's the same way. It's like two. Normal size stitches, like we found that Shita Leran says. If you're making one letter, then you have the size, you have the ability to write two letters in the same place. Then you're chayv. What type of two letters? That's the Shita Leran, Shem Rajmo. Then you're chayv. If you write two beinoniyos, two middle size, medium size letters, you're chayv for. So over here, two medium size stitches. What's a medium size stitch? I have no idea. I don't know where it comes to. It depends what you're stitching together. The normal shirts are stitched together with pretty small stitches. That's the truth. Probably in a half a centimeter, less than half a centimeter, you have two stitches in a normal shirt. Not a weave, a stitch. That a back and forth is even less than that. It's even less than that. It's a few millimeters. It should be a minuscule amount. The truth is that the Shulchan Aruch, the Minchas Chinuch, Hitaka says it's a shira kol shu. It's a shira kol shu, you're chayev. Anything which is miskayim, as long as it's miskayim, then you're chayev out the kol shu. Kenzan, you can say that if theoretically you would have sewn together the piece of paper, how would you sew them together? If that was the only way to mechaber them, how would you mechaber them? However you'd be mechaber them, that's the chur, the shear, according to the Mishnah Berurah, of what it is. whatever the amount is, the chur, it's a very small amount of a small shear, and therefore if you have a sefer ukedeme and there's a little bit of tape which is sticking up, and you're going to stick it down, press it down, then it should be able to hold to the one page to the next, or the binding to the sefer. The chur, even with the smallest amount, you could be chayiv al amalecha sefer al kenzan b'risa. In such a case, if it's meant to stay there, you're just by pressing down a little bit of the tape. One must be careful with such a thing on Shabbos. Stickers to a piece of paper? And we'll get to that in a minute. The shear of kriya, that the Mishnah Berurah wants to be mechalik, that it depends what type of kriya you're doing. A kriya which is misakin, then in a chanami. If you're just trying to be korea stitches, so then the same way that you're chayav is safer two stitches, so too you're chayav for ripping two stitches. However, if the kriya that you're doing is a kriya which is a tikkun, for example, somebody that's writing kriya al meisar rachman al aslan, there the only time he's going to be chayiv is if he does a shir tefach, because if he wasn't a shir tefach, he hasn't done the zikun. So Mamela, he could do a lot of stitches. If he hasn't gotten to the tefach, he's not going to be chayiv because that's a tik, because he hasn't done the tikkun. Mitzad sheni, tani is the bir alacha. This the Minchas Chinuch is chaylik on. He says you're never going to be chayiv for being kriya less than two stitches. The bir alacha wants to tani. The same way that if you're not going to be chayiv when you're kareya al meisay unless he does tefach, so to lechumra, if he has a kriya which is a kriya which is masakin even less than a stitch, is also going to be chayiv. In other words, the yisurid of two stitches is only because that's a davar which is chashiv. If you have a way which is chashiv without it, then in echonam you're going to be chayiv without it. Al derech that we found by mechika ksiva, ksiva oitachas b'mashlam b'sefer, even though you need two oitachas, but if you have a davar chashiv b'mashlam b'sefer, then you chayiv one. You chayiv even with one. Same thing by yitzah, depending on what the thing is. That's what the chashiv is in the lechza yitzah. You can be chayiv kafi the chashivas. Mamela over here also, you have, if you have a kriya which is masakin with one stitch being masakin, then in echonam you have lechira the chayiv to be over on kriya even with ripping out one stitch. Now this whole yisurid of kriya to be masakin, we mentioned in the past, and the Bir Halacha is Meirich over here, we mentioned in the past, the Chur is not Ongenumen, according to everybody. The Beis Yosef, the Mishnah Berurah Nemzon in the Bir Halacha, Kedavar Poshet, and he takes this throughout his halachas, it's not just by Kareya Manas Masakin, it's by all the halachas, Mechika, Seisr, Ukedemia, that are all Mekalkal. He says anytime that it's al manas hasakin, you're going to be chayiv according to everybody, not just according to Yehuda Olz Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is chayiv. Even according to Reb Shimon, this is considered a malacha Tzrich L'Gufa because the malacha of the Mishkan is lav dafka to kareya al manas hasakin. A kareya al manas l'tfor, it's any kriya. We mentioned that it's not a davar pashut. L'maisa the Ritva and the Ramban also in Makis seem to name on that you're not chayiv unless it's kareya al manas l'tfor. We wanted to say that with Dasa Rosh. The Kesef Mishnah and the Beis Yosef says it lahedi on Siman Shin Yizayin that you're not chayiv, at least according to Beshitas Rashi, you're not chayiv unless it's kareya al manas l'tfor. The Magen Avraham brings down lahalacha on this Beis Yosef that you're not chayiv unless it's kareya al manas l'tfor. The Bir Halacha at the end of the long shikol, very last line, is Beshitas the Magen Avraham, and he says that we don't pass like the Magen Avraham. We're going to get to that, even though he always goes to Magen Avraham, and he just goes keneged the Beis Yosef, keneged the Magen Avraham, and he names on Kedavar Pasha that you're going to be chayiv by any kriya which is amanas pesachin, and it's going to be a deraisa. Therefore, you don't have any aterim of derabbanan's makom kavod brius or makom shvus to shvus by asking goy. We're handling a deraisa, and therefore, it's going to be usur any type of tikkun that you have. I just want to be ma'ur one nekuda, and that is that there's another chiddush which comes out, and that is that if the Mishnah Berurah says that the only time that your chayiv is a kriya manas l'sakin, it's very interesting that your chayiv with any kriya manas l'sakin, it's very interesting the chiddush that the Mishnah Berurah said the Bir Halacha before in the Dasa Rambam, which we didn't know if he was taking la halacha, that the only time that your chayiv for kareya is when there's a tikkun in both halakim of the beged. Why should you have to have a tikkun in both halakim of the beged? For what reason at all? You have a tikkun. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'll tell you why. Because that's to be doymet to kareya manas l'tfor. Kareya manas l'tfor, then you have that there's a tikkun in both halakim of the beged. Whoa, where's kriya manas l'tfor? Who told you that there's such a malach of kriya manas l'tfor? Kriya manas l'tfor is just a simin that it's something which is a tikkun. Anything not is a tikkun, then you're chayiv even though it's not kriya manas l'tfor, because there's a tikkun. So I don't have to be, it doesn't have to be dermed to kriya manas l'tfor b'chlal. It has to be anything which is a tikkun. Unless he's saying any tikkun which is dermed to the tikkun of kriya manas l'tfor. L'chor is a big chiddush. I hold that any kriya which is amanas l'sakin is chayiv midaraisa. Nevertheless, it's not just any type of tikkun. It has to be taken in both halakim of the beged. Shall this for us? Why do you need a taken in both halakim of the beged? I have no answer. The Mishnah Berurah at the end over here talks about opening up pages that were of a sefer which were stuck together. Now, there's different types of pages that are stuck together. There's pages that sometimes you get in a sefer that were never ripped. When they slice the sides of the pages, they never rip these pages, and you're ripping them really, they're attached one to the next, and you're ripping them from the very first time. In such a case, that is the chera issa daraisa of Korea. You're separating something which was never separated, and therefore there's a tikkun in both halakim of both pages, and therefore there's a problem. Similarly, when you have a little tab which is sticking out over the page and you rip it off, that l'chol pachas asur mi darabanan, because you have a tikkun in the page which is now doesn't have this extra little piece of paper on it. And not only that, there's also l'chur isadaris of machatech, because you specifically want to cut it to this size that your page should be straight. So in addition to the kireya, you also have, even though if you don't have a kireya daraisa, because you only have a tikkun in one chelik, l'chur you have a machatech daraisa, because you not only that, if you run your fingers over it beforehand, that it should be able to smooth out the rip, then the chur is also a problem of mesartit, because you're preparing the makam for chituch. The question is, do we have makam patish? We'll talk about that in a second. The question is, do you have makam patish in this case? Because already the page was a good page. So therefore you're not really gaining anything, it's just making it that it's straight. But ba'etzim you haven't gained in the page itself. Therefore, so if cutting the sides of the page, maybe that's considered makam patish also. Very good. If the pages are mamash stuck together, then slicing them to be able to use in a normal life, it might be a problem of makam patish also, like which is mentioned in the not mentioned. Now there is, says the Chochani, there are cases, some of the Ilam asked this question, there are cases that very often when you take a sefer and you bend it by the pages, you hear like this cracking sound. And when you rip it, it seems that their pages are fused together. Now often that happens, you could tell usually when you rip a page, two pages apart, it's not a fine rip. You're going to see little pieces of the paper that came apart, little threads of the paper almost, if you're doing a proper rip. However, when the pages sometimes when they got cut in the first place, they were totally cut, but they got fused together, either the heat, either whatever it is, there very often it was already a page which was cut, it was already a makam patish, it was already finished. That's not that you are allowed to separate, even though it seems that you're separating pages from each other. If it's the type of thing which is it was only after it was cut, it was fused together, then usually you could tell, you should be able to tell by the, even though they are stuck together, and you hear like this ripping sound almost when you're pulling it apart, nevertheless in such a case, that is not considered a Maisa Kareya because it was already ripped, and you're not doing it's that which is stuck together, like the Mishnah Berurah says, that it happened by itself. Something which happened by itself is considered a Dover which is Nitfar Mimela, therefore there's no problem to separate. What's the story with using diapers on Shabbos? I was supposed to bring a diaper and I didn't. Using diapers on Shabbos, there's a number of nekudos. First of all, you have certain types of diapers that they weren't totally ripped. The male of ripping them for the first time, you have the exact shiloh of ripping the pages, separating the pages for the first time, which could be shiloh of daraisa. Now we'll talk about this. The chur of five possible problems that you could have. I just heard of another one on the way to Chabura. Maybe there's a problem with Baina, but I didn't see that anywhere. Using a diaper. We'll talk about the Kareya and Tefer and Makaba Pata shadows that are involved with using a diaper. First of all, very often at the top of the diaper, the very top of the diaper, it seems as if the entire top of the diaper is fused together into one piece. And if you want to separate, open it to be able to stick the baby on underneath, not talking about the tabs. Separate the top of the diaper from the. I'm sorry, I don't have one here. It's folded over to separate the flaps, not the tabs. Separate the flaps. That very often it looks like it's fused together, and it looks mamish as if you're ripping it apart. It's totally attached at the top. With regard to that, unless things have changed, Lamaisa, the place Gizmai Neinu, have said that they were mavar. I think the Archa Shabbos writes it, and as does Sechubunim Kon. And Rabbi Ribi had in his Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos that they spoke to the companies and they found that really it was cut in Gansen. Nevertheless, because of the heat, it became fused together afterwards. Therefore, it was already cut. You're not cutting it now for the first time. Therefore, there's no problem with Makabe Patish, and there's no problem with Kareah, because the connection that was caused afterwards was totally inadvertent. It was totally by accident. There's no ending for it. There's no purpose for it. And therefore, sometimes it happens actually after they, when they're trying to smash them into the package, also because of the heat and the pressure, whatever it is, they get sealed. And I don't think that it helps, it aids in being able to keep that amount of diapers inside the package. If it would be slightly separated, it would be attached, I don't think it would make a difference. And therefore, there's really no reason for them to have it, and it's by accident. And therefore, it's like pages that were stuck together by accident that the Bir Alot Mishnah Berurah says, the Magen Avraham saying, is not a problem of Kareah. So separating the top of the diaper is not a problem. The second question that's possible is that sometimes the tabs of the diapers, if you have the sticky tabs of the diapers, there's certain types of diapers here, Thule and Babysitter, I think, that they were not totally ripped at all. They're still attached in one or two places, sometimes three places, and when you pick up the tab to open it, to be able to then afterwards close it, you are ripping it for the first time. There, it's the Isser of Kareah. The Chara Pasha says that it's Isser of Kareah, and according to the way that the Mishnah Berurah goes, B'das Rashi, it's not an Isser of Kareah because you're shafing a kli. It would be an Isser Daraisa of Makom HaPatish, because L'chor you were not able to use it beforehand. You are now, for the very first time, ripping the. It's the final rip. You could see it on these diapers. If you do it slowly, you're able to see that the plastic is connected in two or three different places. It's mamash. It was totally sliced, except for two or three different places. It was not sliced. It wasn't fused together, and it was never sliced in the first place. And the mela ripping them apart is a problematic. I don't know any way to get around that. One must open those before Shabbos. Open it before Shabbos, and therefore he doesn't have a problem with Makapat, doesn't have a problem with Kareah. The third problem is Lachari, even if they were totally ripped. However, is it mutter to be Kareah, the tab from the sticky tab? From the thing that the little piece of plastic which it's stuck to. There are different types of diapers also. There's ones that are made with like Velcro type. Also, you have a similar type of Shiloh. It's connected either Velcro or it's connected either a tab, a sticky tab. Is it mutter to open that tab on Shabbos? Now, L'chura, these tabs was only put there Lizman. It was only Tofer Lizman. That we did not see yet. We hope to see very shortly in the Halachas of Kosher, Siman Shinin Zayin of Gimel. The declaration Shin Mem was Mesiachis to this Shaila already. Whether or not there's a din of Tfil Lizman, we know that Kesher is only Chayav when it's a Kshir, which is Lizman. Kesher Shokayamo, or that's to be also Midaraiso. It has to be Kesher for at least a day, a week. It has to be also even Midarabanan. Kesher, which is only meant to be taken out, it's meant to be taken out, does not have a din of a Kesher to be Mechayav for. Is the same halacha applied to Tfil? The Dark Emotion is Mitzadeh, that in Echonami, Ken Zayn, that it does apply to Tefillah, and therefore it's not a problem. Tefillah Lizman is not a problem. Now, interestingly enough, in Siman Shin Mem, where he's Mesiachas to the Shaila, and that is by tying together the sleeves, pulling together the string on the sleeves, there he only mentions in the Dark Emotion. When it comes to Ramah, he doesn't mention any word about it. In Siman Shin Yud Zayin, when he's talking about boots which are stuck together, string. There he says that those people that say that Tfir Lizman is Aser, those people that say that Tfir Lizman is Mutter, Ve'ein Lachol B'Fnei Amaretz. Seems that he's being Makel at the end of the day. Just don't do B'Fnei Amaretz. There he is Makel. So over here he says some Lahachmer, and over there he's Makel. So Kenzain is just being Misachas. He's just being Semich on what he said in Shin Yizayin. That's how Rishon Mazalim goes, and he holds that Tzai Kriya Tzai Tfir is Mutter. However, the Tila Dovah goes, and this is the way that many places can seem to go, that there's a chilik between Kareah and Tefer. Kefer Lizman is problematic. Kareah, something which was only Tefer Lizman, is less of a problem. Why? Because it's Kriya Shalom and Aslitz first. We're handling a Derabanan in the first place. Kriya L'chura, generally. This is a tikkun that you have to know. And therefore, Kriya is more like than Tefer, and therefore is more. He was makel by something which is Tefer Lizman to be Kareah than to be Tefer. If this is the case, that something which is tougher than Zman we could be makel on. So these pieces of plastic which were stuck together, the chira, they were stuck together only till you get it and you're going to use it, and it's not meant to stay stuck together. If it stays stuck together, then you're in trouble. Because you were never going to be able to use it. So the chira, for sure, according to Ramesha, it's not a problem, because according to Ramesha, the whole vart is that you have two things that are stuck together, they're trying to fuse into one thing. Here, you're not trying to fuse it into one thing. It's lehedya not made with that intention at all. L'chur, there'd be no problem to take it off. And that is certainly the minhag olam in America, not to open them before Shabbos. You know, there's no chash b'chla. With regard, if you say that any two things which are stuck together with a third entity is a problem, so you have these two, the plastic and the diaper, which are stuck together with the glue, which is on the plastic, then you know, those that say that you should open it before Shabbos to make it that it's mamash not considered a tefillah zman, and it's only considered a tefillah mamash for less than 24 hours, and it's that would be lachur mutter according to most people. I don't know that many people are. There are those that are machmer for this. Certainly, if you have that type of diaper that you have to rip it open, then you must do it before Shabbos. And once you did it before Shabbos, then even if you close it, it's that you've taken care of this problem also. Lachura, it's there certainly is makom to be mekel because it's only a tefillah zman, and kenzayin it doesn't even have a shem tefillah. One of the swarm that brings down a svara that bachlal, you have no inyan to that which it's stuck on the little piece of plastic, whatever it's stuck to, is just to keep it clean. Keep it. There's no inyan for it to be connected bachlal. Therefore, kenzayin it's not a tefillah bachlal. It doesn't have a shem tefillah in the first place. With regard to closing the diaper, you're closing it on the baby. What right do you have to do a tefillah zman? There, the whole mahus is, everybody says that since it's not shayach to keep it on for more than a few hours, then we don't even look at it as a tefillah zman. It's not a, that for sure is going to be mutter. It's chazusay mechiyach alav, that it's not meant to stay there for a long time. It's only meant to close it around the baby, and therefore to close it on the baby is not a problem. To take it off, then you have a shayla when you're taking it off, if you want to fold up the diaper and stick it together with the tabs, there many of the poiskim are machmer. Many poiskim are machmer because in that case you're doing a tefillah la'olam l'chura. Once you seal it up, you roll up the diaper and you seal it with the tabs on top, that's never going to be opened. So you're doing a tefillah which is going to last forever. Many poiskim say you should not, or Shabbos, they say that you should not do that. That would be a problem of tefillah. However, those that are machmer, they have what to be machmer for. And those that are mekel, l'chur also have what to be mekel to be semichon. Why is that? Rosh Hashanah Zalman Tatayna, that your tefillah is really not a tefillah zman, is a tefillah zman also. Your whole inyan to have it tougher, to have it closed, is only for the 10 seconds that it takes to get into the garbage can. After that, there's no inyan to have it closed b'chlal. That's not done, Maral Diskin, you say to Maral Diskin, that it's not done as a tefillah lo'ilam, even though it's going to stay lo'ilam. It's never going to come out. You're right, it's never going to come out, but I have no inyan for it to be closed. My whole inyan is that it should be closed for 10 seconds. That being the case, it does not have a shem tefillah la'olam, it has a shem tefillah l'zman, and Rosh Hashanah Zalman, the Shemesh Shabbos Chazal brings down from Rosh Hashanah Zalman, that it's mutter. L'chur, another tzad to be mekel, maybe is the say that we started off the chabur with. And that is, this will matter a lot of the diapers and all the shalas that we had. And l'chur, it's a pretty klar svara. And that is that these plastic tabs are clearly made to open and close. They have to be opened at least once, closed and opened. To be able to use them for the purpose that they're made for, they have to be opened and closed. To be able to be opened and closed, then opened another time. So they're made to open and close. And not only that, you check the baby and it's not dirty, so you close it again. You were trying to put it on, it wasn't the right size, you open and close. It's made to open and close. It's not made to be shot into one thing. They made it that it's not so sticky that it mamash sticks on. They made it that it sticks on enough that it's not going to fall off. But it's clearly made to open and close. As a matter of fact, they made the exact same tabs on crackers and croutons and these other type of things in Eretz Yisrael that's made to, you open up your bag, take out your croutons, close it, and use the sticker, and then open it and close it and open and close it. It's this type of, little type of stickiness sticker. It's like the post-it pads that are made to open and close. And the similar svara would also be the page markers that you're sticking on your page. If you're using them, this is where the marshal is, I'm never going to take it off. There's maybe more of a makam to be machmer. But if you're just using it as the makam for your to where you're up to as a place mark, then l'chara, this is made, these things are certainly made to take on and off and on and off. And that's chazus ha-mechiyach alav, that's what it's made for. If that would be the case, then even if you're doing it forever, and there's no din that you, after, since you only need it for 10 seconds, that's not considered to be like, am I staying forever? But l'chara would be like a zipper. It would be like these other type of things, and would be mutter. The question is it done exactly like the tefira? Is tefira by putting two things together, they glue the same thing as sewing something together that the Yireim says that if you're planning on leaving there forever, then it's a problem. Yesh Lain, it can then that gluing two things together, the whole thing is a chiddush in the first place. It's a chiddush in the Rambam. Yesh lion that something which is clearly not meant to stay together, for it's not meant to shaft into one thing, and that's the whole mitzvah that's open and close. That even if you're planning on leaving it forever, it would be mutter. And I saw Rabbi Ribi in the Sefer goes with such a svara. He mentioned such a svara. Lechatchila, if it doesn't make a difference to you, then you might as well just not close it. Why get yourself into the shaila? However, those that are mekel her have what to be mekel. It's getting late. Just finish up here, and that is what's the story with taking apart socks that are together. We had somebody who was Baruch Hashem brought in a bunch of different pairs of socks that were stuck together, either socks that were stuck together sewn together with mamish a stitch in and out, and then there's socks that are sewn together that are, have that little plastic piece that sticks out on both sides and puts them together. Now the case of the plastic piece is much better because it's only one tchiva which is going through the two socks, and therefore one tchiva lechur is not asumi daraisa. Maybe it's asumi darabanan. If it's asur, it's only asumi darabanan, and it's only a tvir lezman. It's certainly meant. Its whole chazus is mechichalav that it's only meant to hold it together till the consumer gets it. However, therefore, there's definitely makom to be mekel with that. Our chashav says makom atzerach gadol to be mekel, but lechur there is big makom to be mekel with that because it's only a tvir lezman, and also it's only tkivacha. However, when we're talking about the ones that are sewn together, then mamash have, it's a proper sewing. You're right, that's only a tefira lezman, but it's the chera, a proper tefira. It's mamash shteit kifos. It's much more chamar lechera, and therefore, not only that, it's much worse than the standard tefira lezman. The standard tefira lezman is generally meant to be taken out shortly after it gets to the consumer's house, either because it's bamba, and therefore it's going to expire in a few months, or it's because of a shirt that you need. There's some people that have socks that are sitting in the drawer for 2 years. It's machlal, they were made in China, by the time they got to the store, and it could be there for years and years on end, and it never expires, it's not like a food item. And therefore, you're right that it could, that be'etzem, it's meant only to stay closed until the consumer uses it, but that could be forever. That could be for years on end without a problem. So therefore, I would suggest that one should open these before Shabbos, and not get into issues of being semich on the heter of tefillah zman, because it's not so fashion in this case. What's the story with opening bags of food on Shabbos? Can you open bamba and chips and croutons and crackers on Shabbos? So lecher, if you go, it depends, there's two possible ways to open it. You can either open it at the top, which is the normal way of opening, or you can slice it down the side. Now, if you slice it, each one, lecher, has a tear, and each one has milas and chesrenes. Now, if you slice it down the side, then lechur, according to Shulchan Aruch Harav, you're good to go. Because you slice down a single entity, therefore there's no problem. As long as you weren't machik any aces, even if you are machik aces, according to the Ramah, lamaisa, the place can seem to be machmer. Try not to be machik aces. You should not be machik aces when you're slicing it open. According to the Graz, it would be mutter. Lamaisa, we don't just go with the Graz la'alacha just by himself. Therefore, we have to find other reasons why it should be mutter. Now, when you're opening it, slicing it down the side, You're destroying the package. To destroy the package is lechura a simple option, and you have lechura two good reasons to matter. The first is because it's like chayslis shel tomorrow. It's something which is wrapped up, a food which is wrapped up inside of a bag, and it's like a peel. It's only a klipa b'deisha. It's a klipa b'dei adam. Therefore, to slice it open, not on the letters lechura, especially if you're ruining it and not using it as a kli afterwards, is not lechur, should not be a problem, because the lechesh shel tomorrow, and that's the svara that Rosh Hashanah Zalman says. The Chazon Ish goes with another svara, and that is korea arshal piachavis. It's similar to the same way that you're allowed to be korea arshal piachavis to be able to access that which is inside. So too, you're allowed to be korea the plastic which is alpi the bamba to be able to access which is inside, because we're not misyachas to it as a ma'isa korea. We're misyachas to it as a ma'isa of accessing the food. Lechur, these two svaras are both svaras that should. Matter, the Chochoni goes in a Chanami that it's better to slice down the side to destroy the package if you need to open it like that. If you want to open it at the top where it was sealed in the first place, then Mitzat Sheni, it's worse off according to Shulchan Aruch Harav, because you're opening, you're separating two things. Moreover, you're creating a bag. It's not destroying it. So therefore, it's not just accessing the food. You're creating a bag. Therefore, it could be more chamer. Mitzad sheni, it could be more kal, because when they sealed it, it's a tefillah lezman. It's sealed with intention that you should open it. Not only that, the Rosh Hashanah Zalman has a long shnei kashmir shabbos kachasa, and Rabbi Zvi Bunukom brings it down one of his aras, a tzad to be mekel, And that is that he tells maybe Kenzan doesn't have a shame tefira b'chlal. It's like an accidental tefira, because it's not meant to. It's only meant to hold together just until you get it. Just meant to. It's not meant be'etzem to be a connection. It's only, he says, it's like almost a tefira which happened by itself, a tefira mamela. What's the reason why tefira mamela is mutter? Because it's only until you get to it, until you open it. It's not meant to stay together. So to Rabbi, it's not meant to stay together. It's just meant to. Until you get it, you need to stay close. What? That it should stay fresh. But be'ikaron, the svara to be makel of Tfir Lizman is that even if it's going to take me 2.5 years to get from the manufacturer to my house, but at the end of the day, the Tfir was not made with intention specifically to stay. They're just as fine as if they would come out of the factory, or even in the factory. You would come there and you would separate it. They don't need it to stay. They need it to stay as long as it doesn't get to the consumer's hands. As soon as it gets to the consumer's hands, it's open. So the Tfir is only meant for, theoretically, a second. It could also stay together for 50 years. Until it happens to me that by most food items are going to expire, so they're not meant to stay together more than a few months at a time. But such a thing, Tanis Rosh Hashanah and Ken Zion, it's not much, not even a, it doesn't even have a shame tefira. He didn't want to go be Mekel so vite at the end of the day, it seems. He says that Berfrat, you have to know also with the type of bags you can open on both sides. So maybe one of them is not a tefillah Zman, because you don't know which one they sealed with the intention of you opening it. Now, generally, the Chura, it's easier to open at the top, and that's what they expect you to open it. I know where the words are face up, where you can read them normally, but they're not upside down. The Chura, that's where they expect you to open it, and that's usually where it's easier to open. The Mela, the Chura, in such a case, would be a Tfir Lizman. Nevertheless, it seems that he's more mitzadet to be the way that you should do it, is to slice open the sides, as opposed to opening the top. Therefore, if you have a bag, the Chura is better. If you want to open it, a bag of food to slice down the side, that's how from Shlomo Zalman, the Chodshani, and there's no problem with Kareya because it's just like accessing food, Kareya Arshav Yachavis, okay, there. Divide the staples and band-aids, and I'll just leave you off with one question, and that is there a problem of Tfira by Guf Adam? Is there a problem of Tfira by a person? Is there a problem of stitching on Shabbos? So the Chodshani is mistopic. Kumdumani, Reb Chatzko Bramsky says there's not, and Reb Shlomo Zalman says that there is. Halacha l'maisa, since the poiskim are chayish for it, I do recall approximately 20 years ago, I sliced open my thumb just before Shabbos, and after Shabbos, after Kabbal Shabbos, I went with the Mashgiach to the doctor to see if I had stitches, and the doctor says, yeah, the Chodshani needs stitches. So the Mashgiach says, okay, we're not going to use this guy because he's a Yid. Therefore, he didn't want to use them. We're going to go to the hospital. So, went to the hospital. I think we asked the doctor. His name was Bloomberg or something like that. So I don't know how much we. But besides the fact of stitching, there's also another point that is brought up, and that is the Archa Shabbos mentions that after the stitching, if you want to say the stitching in a person is not considered tefira, but you have a problem with kshira afterwards. After you're kosher, then lechur you have a problem. Your mom is being kosher the string. And the kshira is a kshira which is going to stay for a week or 2 weeks or whatever it is that you have to be. So if it's a sakana, for sure, there's no question about it. But if it's something which is not a sakana, then it's not so pashut al sakreshir shaboy that you're going to have a problem of lachura. It's not a kesher d'oraisa of lachura. It's not a kesher d'oraisa. Could be that it is, because could be that it is. The kesher itself is going to stay forever, kenzain. This is dissolvable stitches. But therefore, I'll say there is any time that somebody has a chas v'chalila, a case of stitches, he should ask a shiloh. With regard to a butterfly sticking on and just holding the two pieces of the skin together with that type of band-aid, that the Shmir Shabbos Chas says, you're not mamish stitching it together, and it's not even gluing it together. You're not gluing the two pieces together. You're taking something that's holding the two pieces of the skin together, and the skin itself will be able to be merap itself, and we should never have to come onto the shiloh, and we should feel good on it.